It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're happy to have Congressman Tom McClintock joining us via telephone this morning. Congressman, how are things going?
Well, the government's reopened. That's good. We saved Yosemite Valley from the kind of vindictive behavior we saw during the Obama administration. And I think that the tax cuts that we were able to adopt last month are already starting to have a profound positive influence on the economy.
Yeah, a lot of things happening right now in Washington, D.C. You, of course, have a pretty big district. Can you remind us, you know, where does it all stretch to and what kind of ground do you cover?
Well, it's essentially the Sierra Nevada. It starts in Nevada County in Truckee, north of Tahoe, sweeps down to take in the major the suburban communities of Roseville, Rockland, El Dorado Hills, Lincoln, and then stretches through the Sierra Nevada, taking in Yosemite Valley, going all the way down to Kings Canyon and Fresno County.
Well, it is now just a little bit over the one-year anniversary of when the Republicans took control of the House, Senate, and the White House simultaneously. You know, how do you feel how the past year has gone, and what type of grade would you give it?
Well, incomplete as far as a grade, because there's still so much more to do. But I think that the tax package that we were able to adopt is really all, you can see it everywhere you go. Announcements of bonuses, raises, companies planning new expansion plans, new investment plans, repatriated capital coming back into the United States after being stranded offshore by our tax policies. These things are all enormously encouraging. During the first year, the Trump administration, along with congressional action, was able to start rolling back a lot of the regulations that were crushing the American economy, estimates of hundreds of billions of dollars of regulatory relief being enacted by the administration, as well as by a number of measures by the Congress. That was already starting to expand the economy. You recall the Obama administration, we averaged 1.5% economic growth. That's about half of the growth rate that we have normally had ever since World War II. We're back up now into that normal range of about 2.5 to 3% revenue growth, and I think that the tax policies are going to have turbocharging effect on that.
Some of those announcements that you mentioned, were you surprised how quickly those came after the passage?
No, the economy is very, very dynamic, and it's not out of the goodness of their hearts that companies are granting these bonuses, these raises. It's because as capital comes back in, as the economy takes off, they have to pay more to keep good workers, and that's what they're doing, and that's exactly how the economy is supposed to work when it's expanding. But we lost an entire decade of growth. We're in the process of getting it back. I think that is a huge achievement.
The tax plan, I'm kind of curious a little bit about the evolution of it. I know early on you raised some concerns, and in the end it was kind of the finalized package you were definitely in favor of. So can you tell us a little bit about how that evolved over time?
Well, sure. My principal concern with the original House version of the tax cut was that although it was always clear it would have a huge positive effect on the overall economy, by losing a lot of the popular deductions, particularly for state and local taxes, high overtaxed states like California were hurt by it. As I started going through the initial tax plan, it was quite clear that although most people would be seeing a tax cut, many, many middle-class families would be seeing tax increases because of the loss of those deductions. I have to say that Kevin Brady, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, was extremely solicitous of these concerns. And we were able to negotiate a package that assures that virtually every Californian will be seeing substantial tax cuts. In the 4th Congressional District, it's estimated the average tax reduction is going to be about $1,900 per family. That's at the median income of $74,000. You can, by the way, there are a number of internet sites out there where people can plug in their own tax numbers and find out exactly what they're going to save because of the tax cuts. There's one, taxplancalculator.com. It's an independent site, taxplancalculator.com. Just go there, plug in your numbers, and it'll tell you how you fare.
It's obviously a very detailed tax plan that was approved. You know, the previous tax plan, you know, what was kind of the glaring issues that you were most happy to see addressed?
Well, first and foremost, the corporate tax reduction. We had the highest corporate tax rate in the industrialized world, and we had simply become non-competitive. In fact, that point was driven home to me about a week before the vote when I visited a local company called AMPAC. They're in El Dorado County. They make the active ingredient in a number of medications, but once they make that active ingredient, it's not manufactured here in the United States. They send that to Ireland, where the medication is actually produced. And the reason for that, he says, that they could give away their product and still not be able to make it productively in the United States because of that corporate tax. So getting that back down to from 35% down to 21% was a major accomplishment, and you can already see the effects. You know, Apple just announced that they were bringing back, I believe, about half of their $250 billion of assets stuck overseas just because of the tax reductions on the business side.
Having you on many past shows, I know you're also somebody that watches the deficit very closely. Are there any concerns about the deficit, or do you think this is going to be pretty neutral?
Well, yes. I mean, the deficit is a concern. Now, the figures you see of $1.5 trillion of additional deficit, that's assuming there is zero economic growth produced by these tax reforms. That is a ludicrous assumption, but that's where you get the $1.5 trillion deficit feature. When Ronald Reagan cut the top marginal tax rate from 70% down to 28%, so cut it by more than half. Guess what happened to income tax revenues? They didn't cut by half. They doubled. They literally doubled in his 8 years, and the reason was because of the economic growth that they produced. Now, will the economic growth produce enough to fully compensate for the loss of revenues? That's to be seen, but it's not going to be a $1.5 trillion deficit that you keep hearing about. However, and this is very important, there is no substitute for spending control. Debts and taxes are really the same thing. Once governments spend a dollar, it's already decided to tax it. The only question is whether it's taxed now or it's borrowed now and taxed later. But it's the same thing. It is all driven by spending, and that's where we've got to get some control. I chaired the budget task force for the Republican Study Committee. That's the largest of the caucuses within the Congress. We produced a budget plan that could get us back to balance in just 6 years. So it is still doable, but it's going to require a great deal more political will than the Congress has been able to summon to date.
Talking with Tom McClintock, the congressman for District 4, who represents the Motherlode on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We will continue with our second segment in just a minute.